wars in many parts of the world, people being murdered or dying of hunger, severe droughts and torrential rainstorms. These are times when many people turn away from the news out of a sense of despair and powerlessness. It overwhelms them and evokes intense feelings of fear. We are often inclined to view fear as something negative. We shut ourselves off from it beforehand and seek distractions just so we don't have to feel it. From our practice, we receive very different advice. We are asked to pay attention precisely to the feelings of fear, to stay with them. We are asked to get to know our fears very well and to become intimate with them. Fear usually evokes great uncertainty. What will happen? What might not happen? If we go along with our fantasies and thoughts, we lose ourselves in a reality that does not exist, but which we create in our heads. Then we are no longer connected to this moment, here and now, at all. Uncertainty means no knowing, not knowing, being open to what presents itself in this very moment. That is not so easy, and it requires a lot of courage from us to linger with our fears and uncertainties, to truly embrace them. Embracing expresses connection. Embracing means being able to be relaxed with them. So, relaxing with your fears and uncertainties. What a fantastic tool our breath is then. Our breath is always here and now. And the exercise is to be aware of our exhalation and to relax completely in that exhalation. So it is not about pushing these fears and uncertainties away or trying to solve them. The art is to truly be with them, curious about what all this will bring. The next time you read or hear something about suffering in the world, try to become aware of the fears and uncertainties this evokes in you and consciously exhale with them for 5 minutes. Your exhalation, like a gentle breath, refreshing and relaxing.